Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, like yeast, like hidden treasure, like a discerning merchant, like a net full of fish, like the judicious head of a household. When I looked at all these similes in today's gospel, I wondered what, if anything, caused the writer of Matthew to bind them all together in this same section of the text. It is really quite a diverse list. And as I sat and pondered it, I wondered if this order was the same order that Jesus taught these parables, or whether or not Jesus would have approved of putting them in this order, in this way, or if it was simply Matthew's ways of putting the words to good use. Remember, each of the gospel writers put his own spin on the good news of Jesus Christ. Matthew is the one who sticks the most of these kingdom parables together in one chapter, and by doing so is trying to get something across to us so that we can learn something important about Jesus and his royal rule. You notice that I snuck a term in there on you, royal rule in place of kingdom. That might sound like mere political correctness for some of you, but the purpose is to get behind the Greek in the text so that we might speak a living word to the 21st century. You see, there is a chasm between ourselves and this text. The Bible is not a product of Western Christianity. The church might be, but the Bible is not. Rather, it is a Jewish text from the Middle East, and when we read it, we must be careful to set aside our preconceptions, because the Bible is from another time, another place, another faith, another religion, another culture, another worldview. We've had too many despotic kings and too many failed kingdoms. Matthew was writing about a new sort of kingdom. The royal rule of God was not like the kingdoms of the Herods and the Caesars of his world, nor for that matter like the rulers in either Washington or Salem. So as it comes from the lips of Jesus, the kingdom of heaven is like no other kingdom we have seen. It is like a seed, like yeast, like a hidden valuable, like a crafty merchant, like a full net, like a secretive homeowner. The kingdom of God is like something we might overlook if we're not careful. And that possibility of oversight is a commonality to all these things in today's lesson. The royal rule of heaven is so unexpected, we might completely overlook it if we're not careful. The point is that the royal rule is full of potential. And if, I skipped here. So, four. The kingdom of God is like something we might overlook. And that possibility of oversight is the commonality of all these similes as they come together. The royal rule of God is so unexpected, we might completely overlook it. The point is that the royal rule is full of potential, and if allowed to sprout in yourself, might take root and grow in such a way that the wisdom and understanding of God might fill your life and your family's life with substance and reason, providing haven and comfort in these difficult and confusing times. The royal rule of heaven seems inconsequential, like a little bit of yeast, but when it is added to a rich and well-needed life, will prove itself to be a catalyst for expansive growth. It is a buried treasure, so there is some sleuthing and exertion that is associated with the pure procurement of it. And yet it is of such value and will bring you such joy you will want it all. It is a treasure, that one pearl so valuable it is worth everything you already own. Heaven's royal rule will knock your socks off. Yet, in the parable of the net, Jesus seems to say that this royal rule is a mixed blessing. You never know what you're going to drag in with the net, and when it is pulled in, not all of the catch is to be kept. Some of it, it seems, is not all that it seems to be. It is not easy to discern what is of the most valuable and what is to be most treasured. Some people just like old stuff, but of most value and what is most to be treasured. But Jesus says that there is some new treasure that you ought to keep. And keep an eye out for... Some people just like the old stuff. But Jesus says there are new things you ought to keep and keep an eye out for, too. And just as not everything that is new is as valuable as those things that are tried and true, so also there comes a time when the old stuff has worn out and you put that old pair of shoes in the trash in spite of the number of miles you've walked in them. The royal rule of heaven forms and shapes us into God's people for this time and place, yet also for the royal rule to come. We come together as God's people around word and sacrament, which instructs us in the ways of being God's people together. So there is no hard and fast answer to coming to terms with the kingdom of heaven, but rather heaven's royal rule is constantly in the process of being revealed to us and put into practice in our lives as we come upon it, as we work with it, as we come to see its truths and its value for our lives. It can even be overlooked. We might miss it altogether. But when we do come upon it, and it becomes part of our lives, we may just discover that it is more important to us than we ever imagined. It comes to us in such a small way, but as it grows and as we grow with it, it becomes a joyous, priceless treasure, a pearl of wisdom, the one thing that works together with all the other things of this world to call us into that royal rule, to justify us before God, and to glorify us. All creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.